News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Exactly this time last year, the Dublin City Task Force report was launched in the GPO. But 1 year on, has progress been made? Well, we're joined by the independent chair of that task force, the CEO of Unpus, David McGregor. David, thanks indeed for coming in to us. 10 big recommendations at the time. How are we getting on in delivering those?
You know, I think, I actually think there's great progress has been made, but there's an awful lot more to do. I mean, the first thing is you have to get it through the political system. I'm used in private sector, you agree something, you get it done and take straight away. The political system's so much more involved. It's got into the programme for government, that took some time, and then it went through a memo to cabinet in July. And that memo said they'll establish a special purpose vehicle, which will be the way in which it'll be implemented. That takes time at legislation. I understand that will be done by quarter one, 2026. Having said that, that's the kind of framework that needs to be done. Hats off to the Dublin City Council. They have not waited. They've started with this. They established their urban regeneration group under Councillor Kian Farrell. Richard Shakespeare has got a whole team going there. And that actually is the prototype for the special purpose vehicle. Yeah. That will be responsible, particularly for dealing with dereliction, vacant sites, converting them, getting the holy grail of above the shop, getting that to work where we can get more people living there. Because the most essential part of the plan is to have more people living in the city centre. So that's got underway. And then the third element I'd say is really that this was an agreement between the agencies. It wasn't just saying, what's 10 big moves? Any of us can come up with that. But it was between the key agencies. And each of the agencies are making progress. Now, it's a question as to why we're starting so far back. What happened over the past decade in Ireland? Yeah. How come we became so risk averse? How come we had no guards? How come we didn't have enough defence forces, etc.? But it is moving now. If you look, for example, they're now recruiting for 1,000 extra guards. You can hear that advertising. That's underway. Yeah. Yes, it will take time.
Are there more guards on the street, do you think?
There are more guards in the street and there's greater visibility, the re-raw vans. And it's the start of really beginning to... And it's what's so important is that the agenda now, nobody questions that there should be more guards in the street. It's just a question of how. And that's beginning to happen. The City Council have put in place their litter plan. We've seen the start of that with the compactors and that's in the South Inner City, but that will be in the North Inner City, which is the area for the regeneration group. That is, and hiring litter wardens, and they haven't been hired for years. So those are key pieces. The transport plan is underway. Even with the HSE, they've got plans around how to deal with some of particularly some of the drug addiction in the areas. You have drug injection facilities. So what I see is classically loads of activity, but the whole is less than the sum of the parts.
Yeah.
And that's where the task force really needs to get up and running so that we can take all of this activity, pull it together into coherent whole and really excite the people of Dublin, of Greater Dublin, as to what's happening to their city.
I'm looking at one of the points on the task force. Offer Dubliners compelling reasons to visit the city. Mm. Is that there? I mean, you still get a lot of people saying, I don't go into the city centre, I won't go into the city centre. Do you think those compelling reasons are there?
I think they're beginning to be there. I think you're seeing more nightlife. The City Council have a really energetic nightlife plan now. I think you're seeing the Dublin winter, which is really for shopping at Christmas, that campaign has just started. I just saw the lights gone up on Talbot Street. And I think they're putting a lot more into that this year. And I think that will go. But no, I mean, in terms of major compelling reasons, no, we've got to do an awful lot. One of the big things, for example, is what's going to happen to the GPO. Now, the Office of Public Works is moving in there. they're beginning to look at the plans and seeing what sort of great public building could this be? What major attraction could it be?
What would you like to see going in there?
My own view is I think we need a museum of the Irish nation. We need something that, you know, we don't have that place where you can go and really learn about the place, like the African American Museum in the Mall in Washington, D.C., or the Jewish Museum in Berlin. You know, these great museums that really attract a whole diaspora and a population. But it could be anything, you know. There's so much that and there's so much that can be done in the meantime. There's this concept of meanwhile use, of how we can use vacant sites and vacant properties and excite people.
Huge amount to be done there. And I know Dublin City Council have plans for some of the streets, Talbot Street and North Frederick Street, for that, and that obviously will take time. Just before you go, I don't know if you heard earlier, we had Sean O'Driscoll, the businessman, on the show earlier today. He was criticising what he said was the paralysing impact on infrastructure of judicial reviews. I'm wondering what your take is on that. I'm thinking most recently, well, we had the wastewater project in Clonshock that's been delayed since, I think it's 2017. It was given permission. And also we had a number of councillors challenging the changes to apartment standards in the High Court, looking for a judicial review on that. Do you have a view on those judicial
reviews? I mean, I heard Sean O'Driscoll earlier, and he's doing a great job in highlighting the issue. We highlighted it in the report last year. We said we've got to act for the common good. We've got to work out this problem of judicial reviews. So I'm delighted to see the messages resonating.
Yeah.
The judicial reviews have become, as he said, industrial scale, but they've also just become a symptom of a nation that, you know, we're complaining an awful lot. I think we're complaining more than we used to. And
are people wrong to take? I know they're not.
Yes, they're
legally entitled
to
do it.
No, I heard that they're not. You know, they're absolutely legally entitled to it. Aren't they? Is it morally right? Moral's a big word, but I'm not sure it is. I think it is. There are real issues. I certainly don't think it's
smart. Now, to be fair, they would say on the apartment standards that morally they have an obligation to protect standards, to protect residents.
But they're not there to stop any of the rest of us choosing what type of apartments we want. You know, I remember moving to Dublin, moving to London in 1986, and I lived in a cupboard for the first 6 months. You know, you're at different stages of your life and you choose how to live and you choose type of apartments. And, you know, I trust developers. We have great, you know, now in Ireland, we've had problems in the past, but we've great developers. We can get fantastic development going in this country. Most people would cry out to have their own apartment, even if it's just a studio apartment. They'd cry out to have it. And let people make their own choice. We don't need to be told what we have to have or don't have.
Dave McRedmond, CEO of Unpost, but speaking to us this morning in your capacity as independent chair of Dublin City Task Force. Thank you for coming into News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.